Chapter 24. Heirs Together in the Grace of Life. Sarah the Beautiful. If I had been the one authorizing exceptions, I would have released Sarah from obeying her husband on at least two occasions. But I would have been wrong. Sarah chose to obey Abraham even when he lied and told her to lie, because he was afraid of what could happen if the king knew she was his wife. Hebrews 11 presents Sarah and Abraham as examples of faith. In 1 Peter 3, she is honored as being the woman who called her husband Lord. Abraham was God's man. God had called him out to be the father of a great nation. Yet Abraham, out of fear for his own life, told his wife to lie, a lie that would put her in danger of sexual advances from another man. Do you remember how Sarah responded to these situations? It happened twice, once when she was young and beautiful, and once when she was quite old, but still a very lovely and desirable woman. One day Abraham came in and announced to his wife that God had told him to move far away from both their families to a distant land. When asked which land, Abraham couldn't say, because he didn't know. Abraham spent much of his life traveling around looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He never found that city, and there were many trials and hardships along the way. How would you like that type of life? Would you have stood by your husband as a man of God in the face of such lack of evidence? Genesis 12:10-17. And there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. As the city in Egypt came into view, Abraham looked over his shoulder at his beautiful, smiling wife, and his heart melted with fear, a carnal response to a God who promised to bless him and keep him. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. What a terrible burden to put on a woman! Make her feel that she had to lie in order to save her husband's life? She must have also known that she would be in danger of being taken by another man. Of course, Abraham was right about the Egyptians, who, when they saw Sarah, were very impressed with her beauty. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. Sarah was taken to special quarters reserved for brides-in-waiting. What a state of mind Sarah must have been in. Her husband was supposed to love, cherish, and protect her. Where was he now? Abraham was out getting gifts in return for his lovely wife. But Sarah obeyed. If she had come to me for counsel, I would have had a hard time telling her to obey her husband and keep quiet. But God honored Sarah's obedience. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Since Abraham was fearful, God had to come to Sarah's rescue in a supernatural way. Do you let God be God in your life? There will be times when your husband is dead wrong, as was Abraham, and you will need to obey your husband and commit your way unto God. If this were the only time Abraham reacted like this, we could say, oh well, he learned his lesson. But no, he did the same thing again. Genesis 20 finds Sarah as an old lady, but she still must have been a desirable woman. The Bible tells us that Abraham journeyed to the south country. The king of Gerar got a look at Sarah and asked Abraham about her. Good old macho Abraham said, She is my sister. So this king took Sarah in anticipation of her becoming his bride. Again, Sarah went along and obeyed her husband. If it had been I, you would have seen me giving Abraham a little spiritual training. Something like, Abraham, why can't you just believe God will take care of us? Please don't put me in this position again. The Bible only records that Sarah simply did as she was told. Do you grieve over the situations your husband puts you in? Tell me, how would you react if he pulled this one? Would you refuse to obey? Take authority into your own, more spiritual hands? This time the Bible tells us that God sent the king a dream, saying, Behold, thou art a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Genesis 20, verse 3. God cared for Sarah and kept her pure. I am thrilled when I see God delivering a woman from her husband's folly through dreams, plagues, wrecks, sickness, and even death. How could Abraham, such a man of faith, do such a faithless thing? How could Abraham, who believed God for great and mighty things, not take better care of his wife? We know he loved her dearly. Abraham was just that. He was a man. All men make mistakes. A woman's place is simply to obey for God's sake, not for right's sake. If you wait until you feel that your husband is right before you obey him, then you will seldom obey him, and you will never enjoy the miracles of God.